3, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Another beautiful day. I know Matt DiNardo had been telling us the humidity was coming back. I don't know where it is. It's not in Ashland, I'm very happy to say. Beautiful. 85 degrees, low humidity. Absolutely perfect. I know we got storms probably rolling in this weekend, but we'll take it, right? We haven't had any real rain for a couple of days, which is fantastic. And everything is about to be free. This is fantastic. I was listening to our not ready for primetime vice president. Well, hell, she's not ready for vice president or president now that I think about it, but our not ready for primetime vice president, Kamala Harris. And she explained so much to me, and I just, gosh, I've got to go back and undo everything that I have learned up until this point. Apparently, high prices cause inflation. Silly me. Now, I'm not an economist, but I got a wallet. I got a bank account. Got some retirement stuff. And I do believe I took an Econ 101 course at some point. But she told me high prices cause inflation. Everybody within the economic world would tell you, well, it's actually the opposite. Inflation causes high prices. You're inflating the cost of something. And there are different ways that you can inflate the cost of something. Well, let me rephrase that. This used to explain how things work. But now that everybody is going to get a unicorn and a magic car powered by rainbow farts, this is incredible. Oh, and a cuddle puppy. Would you like a cuddle puppy? I would. Well, shh. I don't want to say it out loud near Pixie, but sure, I'll take another cuddle puppy. It's just going to be great. Because according to Kamala Harris and her intense study of Kamalanomics, all you have to do to bring down inflation is to have the government step in and set prices. Now, let me just spitball this for a second here. Now, Kamala Harris, are you telling us, Madam Vice President, that the same federal government, which has not had a balanced budget since the year 2001, and is, what, $35 trillion in debt? They're going to tell the local supermarket how much they should be charging for a gallon of milk and a dozen eggs. Call me crazy. I'm not inspired. I'm not feeling a lot of confidence on that one. You know how you make things more expensive? Take them away. It's a little thing called supply and demand. Let's say you've got a whole slew of something. And everybody wants this something, but there's a limited supply of the something. But everybody wants that something. Well, if you really do want that something, you're going to have to pony up big bucks to get that something. Because there's a limited supply, but there's a very high demand. Well, let's say you're on the supply side of this. You're saying, well, I want to sell more of this stuff. Okay. Now you double the amount of something. You double the supply of that something, and you have now flooded the market with that. Well, guess what? There's still the same number of people that want it, which means you just took the value out of that thing because anybody can get it. That's a way that you impact prices. Let's say you've got a supply of something and you've got a demand for something. And there's sort of this homeostasis, this equilibrium. There's the right amount of demand met by the right amount of supply. Well, then the prices kind of sort of stay status quo, right? You as the manufacturer of whatever this something is have figured out how much it costs to make it, and you make it, and you've done your market research, and you know the people that want it, how many customers you're going to have, and you want to meet their demand, but you don't want to saturate the market with this something because then it won't be worth anything. Then you'll be going into stores and seeing your product sold 2-for-1 or 3-for-1. You lower the value. Now, let's say you are on the other side of that. You're on the supply side. And you say, well, we really do want to make this more valuable? You dial back production. You want a real-world example of that? Oil. Oil. Because Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have ceased our own production of oil, our own exploration for oil, our own drilling for oil, we now find ourselves completely and totally dependent on people around the world who hate us. And every once in a while, they get a bee in their bonnet and they decide, well, we're gonna work over the Americans. And they dial back the production of oil. What happens? The price of oil goes up. The price you pay at the pump goes up. When Donald John Trump was president of the United States, we were actually not only a major world producer of petroleum products, we were actually a major exporter of petroleum products because we were utilizing our own supply. We didn't have to count on anybody else to supply us. But Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, who are completely and totally wedded to the most radical Marxist people in the world, well, they don't want you to be able to get around. And so they have cut oil production. And so that's why gas prices are double what they were when these two brain surgeons took office. She also, I got a whole list here. That's just the food, right? So she's going to control the food prices by having a federal agency decide how much, I guess, each item of food costs. Well, what could go wrong with that? I mean, you'll get a guy like Pete Buttigieg, who is qualified for the job because, well, he once made a sandwich. So clearly he should be in charge of figuring out how much bread and mayonnaise and bologna should cost. Well, what about the cheese, Jeff? What about the pickles? No, those are separate departments. We'll need a secretary for cheesiness. We'll need to have a secretary in charge of bologna. I know, we've already got a long line on that. And a condiments commissioner. And don't forget the burger czar, because he can tell you where the burgers are. That'll be great. I see a whole bunch of brand new professions being opened up. I see a lot of new positions being opened up. This is going to be wonderful. They're all going to be employed by the federal government. And thank God Uncle Sam went and got himself that second job, you know, because you run into him at the local Walmart working the overnight shift, stocking the shelves so that he can keep all of these government employees employed on the government payroll. It's not like they're taking money from you or from me. They take care of themselves. Oh, and housing. Okay, so let me see if I understand this correct, Kamala. You believe, Madam Vice President, that there's not enough affordable housing out there. Now, why is that? Because houses are too expensive. Right. The houses are too expensive. Well, why are the houses too expensive? The expensive houses are expensive because the cost of food is expensive, has gone up, and that all causes inflation. Okay. All right, we're going to stick with that one? Fair enough. Tell me then how you alleviate this situation. How do you mitigate this issue? Well, you're going to build more homes. Okay. Are you going to build more homes? Who's going to build more homes? The home builders? Because the home builders have this crazy idea. Since it costs them X number of dollars to build a home, they want to be sure that they're going to be selling that home. So they have a tendency to sort of be aware of what the market is. Now, sometimes they go one way or the other. That's true. Sometimes the home builders miss it. It happens, mainly because it's a profession comprised of actual human beings. But if you're going to have a federal department in D.C., overseen by someone who is qualified because, well, you know, they lived inside, so what could possibly go wrong? They know that you should have a door. You should never lock the door, but you should have a door. Okay. Now, you're going to just force people to build homes. I don't know how that works, but you're going to force home builders to build homes. And you're going to give every first-time home buyer a $25,000 payout from the federal government. Let me just raise my hand here, over here, please, if you were answering questions. Here's my question. Who's giving that first-time home buyer the $25,000? The federal government, right. And what job does the federal government have that provides it with the income necessary to then give each new home buyer $25,000 to put down on the price of a new home? Uncle Sam is again working the second shift at Walmart. Fair enough. It's not like you'd just be taking money, say, from me and giving it to, I don't know, somebody you like more. Okay. And then you're concerned about people buying the homes. Well, might I ask you to take a look at your major contributors? Companies like BlackRock. BlackRock owns a huge stock of homes in America. They don't buy them because their employees live in them. They buy them as investments. And they are financing, in large part, your campaign. Do you think they will stop that? Oh, one other question. I'm sorry. I feel like Lieutenant Columbo. Oh, no, I'm with you. Hold on. I forgot. Oh, hang on a second. That $25,000. So the new home buyer is going to come in and say, look, I got $25,000 for the down payment. Do you think those of us who might be, I don't know, selling a home? Do you think we're going to look at that and say, hey, jack the price of every home up by 25 grand because, well, it's a push, right? The buyer is not concerned about it because you are giving it to them. You're not loaning it to them. They're not borrowing it. You are giving it to them as a gift, and you want them to spend it to purchase a house. Well, if I am on the other end of that transaction, and just for the sake of arguments, let's use round numbers because I'm not a numbers guy. Let's say you have a house that's going to sell for $100,000. But now every new buyer who comes along has $25,000 to put down immediately. No questions asked. How long will it take for all of us in the neighborhood where the homes sell for $100,000 to figure out that we can actually list those homes for $125,000? We have the money and that buyer has just redistributed my money, I guess, back to me because I probably paid that in taxes in the first place. It's absurd. It is all absolute Bernie Sanders. There's just nothing in any of this that makes sense. Unless, of course, you're one of the Marx brothers. And I don't mean one of the good Marx brothers like Groucho or Chico. I mean one of the bad Marx brothers like Carl. Or Carl. Those are the bad Marx brothers. All right, coming up at 3:33. Dave Brad is going to be here. Oh, I've got a sneaking suspicion. He's got a thing or two to say about the economic plan released just moments ago by Kamala Harris. 4:33, Stan Andrewski, my brother from another mother, going to be here. You know, every Saturday morning at 8, he does the best weekend radio show anywhere, In the Garage with Stan Andrewski. On Fridays, he drops by to give us a little clue as to what's coming up. Oh, 5:33, we got him. Good. My dear friend Tom Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmers Markets. Since he and every other grocer in America has now been accused by Kamala Harris of engaging in price gouging on food, I thought we'd give him a chance to, just kind of weigh in and let us know perhaps what the truth is. Oh, I forgot one thing. It's Friday, right? I normally give you a quick rundown things on Friday. What do I do on Friday? I wear red, R-E-D. Remember everyone deployed, and I am happy to say, very happy to say that our laundry fairy cooperated this week. I do have a red shirt on, Stanford University. Paid full price, just so you know. But I got the red shirt on. Oh, I've also got a red bracelet from my dear friend, my official parade partner, one of the finest human beings I've ever met, an absolute sweetheart, the queen of bracelets herself. Emily Morrissey from emilysbracelets.com. I've got her special R.E.D. bracelet for Friday. And because it's Friday, And as crazy as everything is, nothing says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig. I got my Peppa Pig baseball cap on as well. It is 360 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA.